Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Danhoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been looking at a series of news stories today. 180,000 private contractors are flooding Iraq, according to Yahoo News. LouRockwell.com's blog tells us about an organization called Jews for Ron Paul. Check that one out. We've looked at the Blackwater fiasco. According not simply to what is said now by Another Day at the Empire, reporting on the writings of both Jeremy Scahill and the New York Times, and all of the implications of what has been behind these atrocities committed against the Iraqi people recently by this outfit known as Blackwater. But, of course, there is another post there which we want to take a look at this morning, probably a little bit later on in the show, entitled Checkbook Imperialism, The Blackwater Fiasco. That is posted by Robert Scheer. And then, of course, Dr. Michael Chosadovsky sums up the case for the Bush administration war plans that are directed against Iran. You can find that one at globalresearch.ca. And then, of course, Mary Starrett, the National Political Constitution Party director of their communications end of things, is going to be with us hopefully on the show shortly. And at News with Views, Mary has a new piece entitled, This Dream is Still a Nightmare, talking about the fact that illegal aliens can get in-state tuition at American universities if this particular piece of legislation should get through the United States Congress. And then finally, Blackwater's license to kill is revoked, according to Another Day in the Empire. They have killed somewhere between 8 and 20 civilians that we know about in this recent set of atrocities in Baghdad. Is their $750 million contract with the federal government going to be renewed in Baghdad, despite the fact that the central government over there wants them out? That's going to be a very, very interesting thing to watch. And also the owner of Blackwater, a guy by the name of Eric Prince in Michigan, a billionaire Republican coming from a billionaire Republican family, with links to all of these Jewish neoconservatives and all of these Christian right organizations like Focus on the Family, and what Gary Bauer has been doing for the Family Research Council. What is going to be the future of Blackwater? What are its direct and indirect links to the Israeli lobby? And do we really want the Blackwater folks to bring Baghdad home to this country in places like Mount Morris, Illinois, and San Diego, California? Do we really want Blackwater to be administering security operations for the Department of Homeland Security and all of our coastal states? They're certainly applying for licenses from all of those individual states and from the feds in order to operate within this country in a new and expanded way. Do we really want that to happen? And then, of course, we've been looking at this Jewish Telegraphic Agency post entitled Orthodox Jew Tapped to Replace Gonzalez. This is Michael Mukasey. Do we want this man to be our attorney general? What is the significance of his links to Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard and Rudolph Giuliani? Is this yet another example of how at the highest levels of the federal security apparatus we are dealing with someone else who once again just conveniently has all of these links to the neocon movement in the United States? Where is all of this taking us to, folks? Michael Mukasey is attorney general. The Blackwater fiasco, both in Baghdad as well as in the domestic U.S., what is happening to this country internationally and domestically? As we act more imperialistically abroad, are we acting more unconstitutionally at home? That seems to be the dot or series of dots that I would like for all of us to connect this morning. This then leads me to the No More Wars for Israel conference. It's being held in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross is the point man in putting this conference together. Hotel reservations, lining up speakers, dealing with the flack from the establishment about the conference. Mark Glenn is the point person on this. He needs your help and assistance, and I'll say more about that after we come back. This is Mark Danhoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're now joined by Mary Starr, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us live from the state of Oregon this morning. How are you, Mary?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk a little bit here in just a moment about your latest post with News with Views, which I managed to read this morning. And before we get to that, I wanted to ask you something about this Blackwater tragedy that we've now been reading about, even in the New York Times. Of course, I'm referring to the fact that this private security company owned by Eric Prince, described as a from a multi-billionaire family in the state of Michigan. And Prince, of course, has links to certain neoconservatives and neoconservative organizations and to some Christian right organizations. We've been chatting a little bit about that this morning and the fact that the Blackwater organization has apparently been involved in killing somewhere between 8 and 20 civilians, Iraqi civilians, in Baghdad under circumstances that are now drawing a lot of attention from voices in the United States Congress and Senate, of course, and from the American mass media starting to look into this a little bit further. Let me ask you this, Mary, in regard to Blackwater and what they have been accused of doing in Iraq, and the fact that they are provably getting more involved in working with federal and local law enforcement in this country and a number of places, including Illinois and California. What, in your judgment, are we to make of this, especially as Jeremy Scahill tells us that Eric Prince comes from a family that was one of the top bankrollers of the so-called Republican Revolution of the 90s that brought us Newt Gingrich and the Contract with America, that Eric Prince's family in Michigan helped James Dobson found Focus on the Family. Prince's family gave the seed money for Gary Bauer to found the Family Research Council. Eric Prince himself, according to Jeremy Scahill, is a major bankroller of George Bush and his allies in the Christian conservative movement in this country. Scahill goes on to say that someone who is deeply linked to the Christian right and to the current administration has turned around and started what has become the world's most private, powerful mercenary army. These guys are like neo-crusaders, says Scahill. To have them on the government payroll to the tune of $750 million operating in a Muslim country should be frightening to everyone who understands that, unquote. Between that and the fact that the Blackwater Company is now involved in training some local police departments in the United States, should we be worried about this?
Yes, we should be worried about it for a number of different reasons, and I'm glad you brought up that link with what I call the Christian cabal. Many people think if someone has declared themselves a Christian commentator or a celebrity Christian, just as with our president, we can relax, we can you know, pretty much suspend any disbelief that they would do something that would be contrary to their Christian belief. But we know from watching the actions of this president, and we know from you know, historically, I mean, look at Joseph Stalin. He was a seminary graduate. So we need to remember that just because somebody calls themselves a Christian doesn't mean that we have to judge them by their, you know, what they do, not by what they say. But I think on a number of different reasons we need to be concerned. First of all, the Christian cabal in this country is ever more powerful and ever moving itself away from the principles of its founder, if you will, of its founding religion. That is of concern. What's also of concern is with Blackwater and any kind of private contractor, they get to circumvent the laws of that a government agency would be held to. So, for instance, if our armed forces or our troops are held to a Geneva Convention or something, these guys aren't, which means that if you wonder why people in Muslim countries are furious with us, not only for being occupying forces in their country, it's for the fact that we send mercenaries over on taxpayer dollars to commit atrocities that now they're going to be able to skirt any kind of rules and regulations that our forces would have to abide by.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrifying to me, and I was making the point in the first hour of the show that through outfits like Blackwater, we could well be seeing the beginning of a most terrifying scenario where what has been going on in Baghdad could become the rule of the day tomorrow in places like Mount Morris, Illinois, and California. In this article put out by Another Day in the Empire, they indicate that Blackwater is in the process of applying for licenses to work with federal and local law enforcement in all of the coastal states of the United States. This, to me, is absolutely ominous.
And my understanding is, Mark, that during Hurricane Katrina, the aftermath, the Blackwater had a very substantial a presence there. In other words, going house to house, demanding that people give up their firearms. So if we do think that this is something that is not going to affect us domestically, we are wrong.
Yes, and here you are, Mary. You are one of two, if I can use this in the best sense of the word, you're one of two Christian conservatives who are not a part of this mentality. Dale Crowley is the other one, who appear regularly on this show. Now, I know what has been done to Dale Crowley in having him removed after 20 years from WFAX up in Washington, D.C., Clearly, the Salem Communications people were apparently involved in that, as well as trying to get his book contract with Zulon squelched after that became a subsidiary of Salem. I know that you had an experience with a radio station up in Oregon some years ago that was, as I remember this, a Salem Communications acquisition, and you ended up being terminated at that radio station because of the very clear things that you said about 9/11 from the beginning. And it seems to me that when I talk to people like you and Dale Crowley, who are evangelical Christians, you are conservative traditional Christians, that needs to be emphasized, and so am I for that matter, that in all of these cases, there are at least a few of us that are stepping forth to say that these so-called Christian right moguls do not necessarily speak for us at all.
Yeah, you know, and I wanted to bring something up about Salem. As you know, it's the largest Christian broadcasting network in the country. And having worked for them, what I saw was there was such a desire to have a place at the table. They spent a lot of money to have George Bush elected. They would have talk show conferences where we would go and listen to the likes of Gary Bauer and John Ashcroft and a variety of other people. And, again, a very, very powerful network, which is getting more and more powerful all the time. For instance, they employ Michael Medved, who is perhaps their standard bearer for the network. And Michael Medved, who does not profess Christ, yet works for a Christian network, is a supporter of the war, supporter of the Bush administration, along with Hugh Hewitt and Dennis Prager, and all of those who in essence, basically carry the water for the Republican Party. Within this administration, we have seen more abuses against the Constitution and against the moral underpinning or what that Constitution is predicated on. And yet, this is a Christian network that stands by this administration no matter what.
Yes, and again, it is something you and I have talked about before, Mary, but it absolutely flies in the face of the evidence of what Bush has done since he's been president and what he has done in conjunction with a Republican House and Congress up until this January. And it seems to me that whether you're looking at the neocon foreign policy disasters, or you're looking at national and private debt in the United States, or you're looking at the cultural decline when it comes to ongoing federal subsidies for abortion, a circumstance where provably the gay rights movement has made major inroads in the Republican Party just since George Bush has been in the White House. And then, of course, when you look at the assault on the Constitution domestically as it relates to civil liberties, you start piling up all of these things on top of one another and looking at it. It's absolutely incredible that the average Christian conservative in this country presumably voted for Bush. I was one of the minority who did not, of course, but most of them did. Presumably, most of them will vote for the Republican candidate this time around, or is that a presumption that I shouldn't make?
Well, I agree with you up to that point, but I'm just referencing a poll that came out yesterday. Perhaps you read the Reuters Zogby Index, which is a brand-new monthly poll that's coming out, which just started yesterday, showed that only 29% gave Bush any approval, 11% said anything positive about Congress, and 78% thought that our foreign policy was really off track, and 68% are concerned about the economy. John Zogby said the mood in this country is not just dark, it's getting darker, it's downright ugly. I think that pretty much sums up what's going on. I do believe the best thing in the world that could happen for America is if Rudy Giuliani winds up getting the Republican nomination, because there are conservatives and Christians who simply can be pushed only so far. And unfortunately, it took a Rudy Giuliani to do that, and will not vote or will vote for a third party. When that happens, we then have a viable choice in a Constitution Party candidate, who will be somebody that a Christian doesn't have to hold his nose and vote for. Because even those who've been asleep know that Rudy Giuliani is just not okay to vote for.
Well, as far as the Constitution Party is concerned, Mary, ever since Jerome Corsi dropped out of the Constitution Party presidential sweepstakes, I've been wondering who some of the alternatives might prove to be, and when we come back, we'll get into that. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Mary Starr, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, when we come back
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Mark Danfoss, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Starth, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us this morning from the state of Oregon. Mary, we've been talking about this whole situation this morning with Blackwater and their alliance with big-time federal contracts, the whole business of the neocon so-called Christian right connection that the Eric Prince has, the founder of Blackwater, what that may also mean for the people of this country in terms of that organization being given federal and state and local law enforcement consulting and contracting privileges. This, of course, clearly could be, and I think is, an assault on the Constitution of the United States, at least in my opinion. You've been, of course, I think, talking with us about all of the ominous implications of this and speaking about this whole business of Rudolf Giuliani and what it would mean for America if he, for example, were to get the Republican nomination, given his very strong links to the neocons and his very strong links to the so-called national security types who think that the Constitution of the United States, to quote our current president, is a GD piece of paper. Now, in regard to Giuliani, it comes out today in the Jerusalem Post that Rudolph Giuliani has a very, very strong personal and professional link to Michael Mukasey, this Orthodox Jewish fellow who Mr. Bush wants to replace Gonzalez with as the Attorney General of the United States. We already have Michael Chertoff, who's an Israeli citizen running Homeland Security. Now Mr. Bush is proposing that Mr. Mukasey be the next Attorney General of the United States with his very strong links to people like Rudolph Giuliani and Bill Kristol. Is this coincidence? If it isn't, is it alarming?
It's very alarming. I think people are so focused on the fact that Rudy Giuliani was, quote-unquote, the self-proclaimed savior of New York after 9-1-1. That whole time that was going on, he was being groomed, if you will, to be the face of security for America. And we would rather abdicate any kind of, you know, any of our freedoms just so that we can have the illusion of security. And Rudy Giuliani, for so many people who have not done their homework, who don't know his pedigree, think of him as, well, we'll be safe from terror because look what he did in New York. The fact of the matter is that what he did in New York is nothing like what we would want him to do in the rest of the United States. He basically made New York a sanctuary city. When it came to gun laws, what he did to the Second Amendment in New York is something to be feared. And recently I wrote a piece about the fact that Rudy Giuliani's firm, a lot of people don't realize this, his firm in Houston is part of the negotiating law firm that has negotiated a deal with a foreign corporation, Spanish road building corporation, Cintra, which
Central.
Is building the Trans-Texas corridor. And he is also, his New York firm is negotiated a deal with the Purdue Pharmaceutical Company, which is the maker of OxyContin. And these guys knew that their drug was killing people and people becoming highly addicted. And he basically defended these guys against that. People who lost their children after the kids taking OxyContin one time. So this is a man who, this is who we want for our next president.
Yes, and I'll go back to something that I read in the American Free Press over the air here, their September 7th and 24th edition, talking about Hillary Clinton. I want the listeners to understand just how similar Clinton's background and Giuliani's background happen to be, not simply in terms of the fact that both have very close ties to neocons, both take largely the same position on the war on terror and the Israeli lobby. If you look very, very closely at what Mrs. Clinton has said to the American Israel Political Action Committee, but then the American Free Press tells us that Mrs. Clinton is now worth as much as $50 million, according to a campaign disclosure filing with the Federal Election Commission. And when we look at her investment appetites, her biggest investments, according to AFP, and I'd like to get into the campaign disclosure filing to see specifically what companies are listed, but AFP characterizes them as pharmaceutical companies. There you have it, oil, defense-related industries, and Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, the guys, the gentleman who, of course, owns Fox News and Dow Jones. Now, it seems to me that if the matchup in the next presidential election is Hillary Clinton and Rudolph Giuliani, these same constituencies will have their bets covered either way.
Well, which might explain an awful lot about how candidate Ron Paul is getting short shrift in the media when the guy is going gangbusters among those who are paying attention. So it tells us that our media has been co-opted, and our media are essentially, you know, lapdogs for the party, for the controlling parties, which are masquerading as separate parties. We know they're just one. But, yeah, I think it speaks volumes about the fact that we're not getting the whole story, and that's by design.
When we come back with Mary Sterrett, I want to ask the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who the Constitution Party now believes may be on the short list of their presidential contenders. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today, who continues with us every Thursday in this last hour segment, is Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us live from the state of Oregon today. Of course, we've been talking about Blackwater and Blackwater's connections to the neocons and the Christian right and the Bush wing of the Republican Party. At the same time that we are trying to analyze the meaning of what they did in Baghdad recently in the killing of somewhere between 8 to 20 Iraqi civilians, and whether or not we should be concerned about Blackwater being involved with federal and state and local law enforcement in this country. They're already doing that in Mount Morris, Illinois, already doing it in some cases in Southern California. They have applied for operating licenses in every coastal U.S. state, according to Jeremy Scahill. Is this particularly ominous, folks, when we think about Michael Chertoff, the Israeli citizen who heads Homeland Security? Is this something that we should be concerned about in terms of the individual that Mr. Bush has tapped to replace Alberto Gonzalez at the Justice Department? Are we talking about a situation where international intrigue and murder abroad are soon to be matched by further assaults on the Constitution of the United States in this country? These are among the things that we've been talking about this morning with Mary Starrett, again, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. And, of course, Mary and I have been chatting a little bit about this post in the Jerusalem Post, indicating that Mr. Mukasey, the man that Mr. Bush wants to replace Alberto Gonzalez at Justice, is in fact an individual with very close personal links to Bill Kristol, the Jewish neocon who heads up the Weekly Standard. He, of course, was Alan Key's roommate in college at Harvard. And then, of course, the infamous Rudolph Giuliani. Mary, that's something before we get into Constitution Party possibilities for president. This stirs my mind on this. Some days ago, there was a post at Lou Rockwell. And that post at lourockwell.com was talking about Alan Keyes. It was written by Johnny Kramer, by the way. And Johnny Kramer was pointing out something that I have always believed. I have always seen Alan Keyes as the neoconservative stalking horse who entered the 1996 Iowa Republican caucus as a means of diverting votes away from Pat Buchanan and ensuring that Bob Dole would, in fact, win the Iowa caucus. I have noted this morning, as well as on other occasions on this show, that Mr. Keyes was the college roommate of William Kristol, the Jewish neocon who heads up the Weekly Standard magazine. Now Johnny Kramer is telling us at Lou Rockwell that Keyes is going to jump into the Republican presidential sweepstakes again, ostensibly in Johnny Kramer's perception, to attempt to subtract votes from Ron Paul in the same way that Keyes was used to subtract votes from Pat Buchanan back in 1996. What are we to make of all of this? And, of course, Alan Keyes has turned up on a couple of occasions at gatherings of Constitution Party activists. What's your take on all of this?
It's very instructive. I think at first blush we want to look at Alan Keyes and say, oh, this is wonderful because we have a Christian conservative candidate that we could get behind. However, there are a couple of things we need to make note of in addition to what you mentioned. As everyone will remember, Alan Keyes was United Nations ambassador and still very much believes that that governing body is a governing body that that should exist, and so he's an apologist for the United Nations, which, as you know, all freedom-loving Americans realize is the de facto global governing body that will be the boss of us, if you will, when this all comes down. But Alan Key is an apologist for the United Nations, and also was a defender of going to war with Iraq. These are two things we have to be concerned about. There are many people who have said, well, perhaps he will run as a Constitution Party candidate. That was a plan. At one point, there was talk about him jumping ship when he didn't get the nomination and running as a Constitution Party candidate. But we have to look at all of those people, hold them up to the litmus test, which is the Constitution. If they don't pass muster, they cannot be nominated by the party.
Yes, I think that's well spoken, Mary. And in regard to some of the names that, at least in the circles that you travel in, probably come up in regard to presidential alternatives for the CP, who are some of these names that at least are bandied about in casual conversation among CP activists?
Well, at this point, the typical procedure is we have a nominating convention, as all political parties do, and the delegates will vote on those who have been nominated. And so our nominating convention is scheduled for Kansas City for a whole other reason we could get into in April of 08. And at that point, we'll pick a candidate based on those who are being nominated. Now, at this stage of the game, as you know, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who has been the premier go-to guy on the SPP and the NAU, he was at one point thinking about it. But when his book came out, pretty much couldn't do both. So he dropped out at this point in time. But perhaps Jerome Corsi, certainly Dr. Chuck Baldwin, who has been commenting on political issues for many years, radio program, commentator, good, solid, conservative, Constitution Party member. There are a number of people who could be considered. But again, there's a nominating procedure, and we don't know. Now, at this point, Ron Paul says he will not run as a Libertarian or on the Constitution Party. But that's understandable because he would not want to say, hey, listen, if I don't get the nomination with the GOP, I'll go elsewhere. He's got to play it straight up. We're hoping that he will run in some capacity. That's all we're hoping for.
Yes. And, you know, it would seem to me, Mary, let's say that Let's presume, just for the sake of argument, that Ron Paul does not get the Republican nomination. I could see a very, very powerful thing emerging if Ron Paul were to be the presidential nominee, if it's possible, of both the Constitution and the Libertarian parties. Now, I don't know if that's a workable proposition or not, either ideologically or in terms of the pragmatics of election laws and ballot access laws in individual states. But it seems to me that an alliance between the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party, just for this election and surrounding the persona of Ron Paul in conjunction with all of the independent voters that would be attracted, that would be an incredibly powerful thing.
That's a great idea, and that's something that we would hope that he would consider, because certainly the Constitution Party is not all about, you know, it's got to be our candidate. We are about supporting those who uphold the Constitution, and we would like nothing better than to have somebody like Ron Paul to support, no matter what his party affiliation.
Yes, and again, it will be interesting to see what happens in those early caucuses and primaries. Mary, and I say this sincerely, not because I happen to like you and you represent a movement that I've had close links to in the past, but I actually believe this of you. I think you're a first-rate person in regard to media ability and political analysis as well as ideology. I would turn to you for advice. I've said this before. I would turn to you for advice if I was a candidate, which I emphasize I will not be. But if I happened to be a candidate, you would be a part of my kitchen cabinet from the inside. Now, in regard to putting you in this position with Ron Paul, just for the sake of argument, if you proved to be an inside kitchen cabinet for a presidential candidate like Ron Paul going into what he's going to be facing in the early Republican caucuses and primaries, what kinds of issues would you tell him to emphasize? What kinds of pitfalls would you tell him to avoid?
Well, I think he's done a wonderful job of pulling the media back. He's been like attack dogs. You've got people like Laura Ingraham making fun of him on stage, Sean Hannity making fun of him after the first debate, saying, "Hey, I can't believe this is possible that he's winning this poll. I can't believe Ron Paul's the winner," and deriding him at Bill O'Reilly. Every neocon conservative, you know, pundit has been taking pot shots at this guy, and he has been remarkable in his fortitude. What I would say is stay the course, because his message is overriding all of the prejudices you would have against this diminutive man. When he talks about the insanity of the war and how we're causing more problems for ourselves by being there, when he talks about the unconstitutional behavior of our federal government, this is resonating with people. And when they hear that message, which is why there's such a drive to keep him from getting that message out, and young people, even young apolitical people, are listening to it and saying, "Yeah, that makes sense," and they're telling their parents. So despite the media blackout, this guy, because we have cyberspace, the musket of the 21st century, he is managing to eclipse financially a lot of the political contributions of the top-tier candidates. So no matter what the polls tell you, that Rudy Giuliani is the front runner, people need to not believe it. They are telling you this is your choice, who you have to vote for, but it's not true. So Ron Paul, his message is what his success is predicated on.
Yes, and to me, as I look at what the American Free Press is saying in their September 17th and 24th issue, I'm looking at John Tiffany's article on page 4 of that newspaper. Paul is being seen by John Tiffany as in effect being helped by Fred Thompson's entry into the race. Thompson's position on immigration, in John Tiffany's judgment, is going to prove to be absolutely fatal. And it would seem that Ron Paul is the only Republican candidate who has both the what we believe to be the correct position on illegal immigration and what we also believe to be the correct position on this war. He's running on the right side of both of those issues, in your judgment and mine. He's the only one who is. And I think as the average voter begins to make that connection, that Paul has that type of ideological consistency, that this is going to make further inroads into the support that some people have had for, say, a candidate like Giuliani, who clearly is wrong on the war, clearly wrong on foreign policy, and is also totally compromised in terms of the immigration issue.
not to mention his position on the life issue, not to mention his position on homosexuality. We've got a cross-dressing political candidate, not to mention his position on free enterprise and capitalism. So, yeah, he's somebody that we, in one way, we would want to hope that he gets a nomination, although there are still people who say the worst Republican is better than no Republican at all because they haven't quite figured out that there is no difference. So there is no difference ideologically between Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani, but because Giuliani has an R after her, we have to vote for him. Well, now I think people are waking up. There have been polls that have said that upwards of 80% of the people polled say a third party would be good for the country and that they're dissatisfied with what the controlling parties are doing regarding not representing them.
Yes, and in this regard, I know that you've got an event coming up next month in Council Bluffs, Iowa. What's that all about?
Well, what we'll do is we'll take a look at what's going on the political landscape. We'll talk about the nominating convention. We'll talk about our platform. We'll talk about the sort of the State of the Union of the Constitution Party, and it has never, ever been a better time to be affiliated with a third party. And we'll talk about strategy for the 08 election. We'll talk about possible candidates. And we invite people who are, we just tell people, go to the website, sign up for the free email alerts at constitutionparty.com, and then you get an idea of where we're going. And then we just have delegates, or rather people from all of our state chapters, coming and meeting several times a year, and we get a good feel for what everybody else is up to.
Well, in regard to the Constitution Party, and this is a question that came up with me when I was running for the United States Senate in Delaware in 2000 against Roth and Carper as the Constitution Party's alternative. I was asked, what I perceived to be the basic differences between the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party, because there was a guy up there running for the Libertarians, who, by the way, is a friend of mine. It was kind of ironic. Here I was running as the Constitution Party candidate, and I was a Lutheran clergyman. The Libertarian Party candidate owned a wholesale liquor outlet in Wilmington, and yet we're very good friends. We used to joke about some of this stuff on the air and some of the radio debates. But in regard to substantive differences, as you would see them, between the Constitution Party on the one hand, the Libertarian on the other, what would a couple of those be in your view?
Right off the bat, the first thing that comes to my mind is that what we in the Constitution Party do is take our marching orders from the Constitution, which takes its marching orders from Providence. A lot of people want to revise history and say that our founders didn't use any kind of biblical law or God's law when they put this document together, but that's the farthest thing from the truth. So what they say is that basically our rights are given to us by God. They're not granted to us by government. Whereas the Libertarians take more of an approach that man is the ultimate authority. We say that God's law, in other words, somebody has to make the, we say that God makes the rules. He grants us our freedom, not government. So based on that, anything that the Constitution says is pretty much how government is reined in. You don't go beyond that. But the difference, position-wise, number one, on illegal immigration, they say all bets are off. Let the chips fall where they may, and, let everybody run for the border, and we'll sort it out on a free market basis once everyone gets here and can't find jobs to go back. They say no. There are immigration laws that need to be enforced, and we see what happens when you don't enforce them. We have an invasion and pretty much the collapse of the infrastructure of our government. And the taxpayers are paying for this, plus the safety issue and the spread of disease and environmental issues. So we're being invaded. And so we say immigration is a big difference, and that's the problem with the Libertarians. They're kind of this big, can't we all just get along, and we're the ultimate authority. The other thing is on abortion, the Libertarians believe that a woman's body is her body, and she can do with it what she wants, even if there's another person growing inside of her. That person isn't deemed as one who needs protection. I believe what the Constitution says, and that is we need to guarantee life and liberty to every person, and we do believe in the personhood of the unborn.
Well, in regard to the abortion issue, Mary, I understand that within the last couple of years there was some disagreement within the Constitution Party over some things that involved one of the Constitution Party's state affiliates, where there were allegations that there were several people in that organization who did not support the Constitution Party's national platform on the life issue. Has that been resolved?
It's been resolved to the degree that there are parties who, in other words, the whole conflict arose around somebody who happened to have been of the Mormon faith. And in the Mormon faith, there are those who believe that if a child who is conceived out of rape or incest is, quote-unquote, an invader in the world and can be summarily dismissed via abortion. And we believe that a child is a child regardless of the circumstances of his or her conception and is worthy of protection. And so there were those who said that they did not go along with our platform on rape and incest, and because of their Mormon beliefs. And we affirm that a child, again, the moment of conception, regardless, is a child. And there were people who wanted to give them a pass. They said, you can believe whatever.
We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I would like to thank Mary Starr for being on the show today. She was the Constitution Party's candidate for Oregon governor in November of 2006. She was a TV news anchor and talk show host for 25 years and a radio talk show host for 5 years. Mary is the executive director of Oregonians for Life and is on the board of directors of Christian Family Adoptions. She is currently the national political communications director for the Constitution Party. If you would like to contact Mary Starrett directly, you can do so at mstarrett, that's M-S-T-A-R-R-E-T-T, two R's, two T's, mstarrett at constitutionparty.com. Her latest post, which we did not do justice to today, is found at newswithviews.com. It's entitled, This Dream is Still a Nightmare. Mary Starrett tells us that the DREAM Act, formerly S-774, was introduced as an amendment to the Defense Authorization Bill, or H.R. 1585. What that means is that illegal aliens would be able to attend college without having to pay the out-of-state tuition that American citizens are required to pay. Find that article, folks, Mary Starrett, at newswithviews.com. It's entitled, This Dream is Still a Nightmare. Wanted to also ask you to support the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th. For more information, go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press is the point person in the logistics of the conference and also recruiting the speakers. Thus far, he has recruited Phil Turney, the survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty and the former president of the Liberty Veterans Association, American Free Press correspondent and RBN radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper. Yours truly, Mark Dankoff, will be there. Patrick Grimm, well-known internet writer and commentator, will be there, connected to Zionist Watch. Hesham Talawi of Current Issues TV and RBN, Bedros Hajian, an expert on the Zionist role in the Armenian Genocide, will be present out there in Los Angeles. Father Christopher Hunter will be there, Jim Condit Jr., Dr. Kaukab Sadiq, publisher of the Islamic magazine New Trends. Of course, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, who's putting this on, will be one of the featured speakers. Tito Howard, the investigator and filmmaker on the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, will be on the speaker's podium. Professor Ray Goodwin, author and regular contributor to the Barnes Review, will be present. Chuck Carlson, my friend at We Hold These Truths and Project Straight Gate Ministries, will be one of the speakers. Dr. Robert Brock, the black nationalist leader, will be involved. Wendy Campbell and Mark Green of Marwen Media will be speaking out there in Los Angeles, along with 9/11 widow and truth activist Ellen Mariani, Eileen Fleming, journalist and author and owner of WeAreWideAwake.org, Joachim Martello, a well-known Muslim American writer, researcher, and activist, will also be one of the speakers. Mark Glenn has also invited a few people that have not yet accepted but are very, very significant in terms of their possible participation out there in L.A. October 12th through the 14th. You can be involved in this for $124 per night in a hotel room, double occupancy allowed. Registration is $150 per person, couples $175. Those not able to attend, Mark Glenn is saying here, we need donations. Please consider helping us out. You can send a check to Mark Glenn at P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809, or you can send him money through PayPal. Information as to how to do that can be found at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off today from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tomorrow, Professor John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law will be with me in the show's final hour to discuss the plight of the Palestinians. See you then. God bless you.
It's true.